This is Sound and Vision. I'm Rachel Stevens. Yard Act is a UK band that basically KXP is obsessed with.
The truth was sold, that's where the trail goes cold. My shoulders shudder at the thought of puffing my...
And turns out, so is Sir Elton John. Here to talk to me about Yard Act's recent collaboration is frontman James Smith. James, thanks so much for being here with me.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Rachel. Cheers for having us.
Before we get to this bonkers news, Yard Act has not even been a band for that long, correct? Like, your first album, your first full album came out in just January this year, called The Overload. I just kind of want to know a little bit of backstory about how this band came together. How did you find this magic of Yard Act?
Me and Ryan, who plays bass, we kind of started the band as a side project, which very quickly became our main project once we got started. We started September 2019. Me and Ryan had been friends for years. He played in a band called Menace Beach, and I played in a band called Postwar Glamour Girls that were both sort of kicking around Leeds and doing stuff. And we'd kind of were caught in each other. We just wanted to be friends. I think I maybe wanted to be friends with Ryan more than he wanted to be friends with me. Not that he didn't want to be friends with me, but I was definitely trying a bit harder.
You were in the market for friends.
Yeah, I was definitely answering texts a little bit eagerly. Yeah. A little bit more eager than he was. We started meeting up, and then he ended up between houses and he needed a place to stay. So I invited him to come and stay in my spare room. And that's kind of where Yard Act started. I bought this 4-track off eBay, and we were just going to write albums on the fly in the practice room and get whoever was around to sort of play drums and fill in on whatever needed doing. And get these albums done and then just give cassettes to our friends, which is the most cliched hipster approach to starting a band that immediately went out of the window when there was some interest in the first song.
What a day to be alive, the state of everything. I know you saw the sign in the window.
Yeah, we spent a year, we put out 4 singles in a year. We weren't really a band, it was just me and Ryan, and we kind of recruited Sam and Jay over that time, but we're kind of working remotely, and for a band, it was, for what now is a fully fledged rock band, it was not a band at all during that time. It was a bedroom project that got out of hand.
Well, it turns out during the pandemic, the bedroom projects were all we had. And if other stations were like KXP, I know that anything that y'all put out, I just wanted more. So I'm sure there were people just being like, more, 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 please.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely.
Then, yeah. And then in October of 2021, Elton John, praised you as his new favorite band, if people weren't listening to you yet, they were definitely paying attention now.
Yeah, it was weird that. I think the first time I caught wind of it, I was just like, I was walking to practice, actually. We'd started practicing as a band by that point. And I got a text from a friend with a screenshot, with a photo of like a recent newspaper article saying, Oh my God, Elton John's a Yard Act fan. What's going on? And your brain doesn't really compute that information because it's so far removed from normality. It didn't make any sense. And it's like, oh, cool, right. Well, we've got that little tidbit. We can kind of use that as a sort of, there's legitimate proof it's happened. It's in print. He said it. So we can use that for a bit of sway. And then it just kept growing. He kept saying it in other interviews. He was doing a lot of press at the time, and he just kept saying Yard Act. And then he started playing us on his radio show on the Rocket Hour, and then we did a cover of Tiny Dancer,
right?
Which was definitely like, we definitely knew what we were doing. Like we were caught in attention a little bit.
The blue jean baby. LA lady, a seamstress for the band.
And then the next thing, I got a call. I got an email saying, "Can I pass your," from our manager saying, "Can I pass your number on to Elton John because he wants to call you?" And so I immediately emailed back saying, "No, I don't want to speak to him." Now, obviously, I was like, "Yeah, of course."
Oh, did you play it cool?
I did play it cool. Yeah, I sat waiting by the phone for an hour before he decided to call me, though. It was, you know, I was like on the edge. And then I finally got this call through from Sir Elton. And he just, he really loved the cover we'd done. And then he just gave us some really positive words and said he was really excited to see what we did next. Scream in the face so slowly, there's no way they could possibly miss it.
Had you ever seen Elton John in concert? Like, what are your memories of Elton John? What was your experience with Elton John before you had him, like, on speed dial?
So my first memories of Elton John, my first memory would have been the Lion King soundtrack. And then the other sort of incredibly, especially from a media standpoint, over here was obviously the death of Princess Diana. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset. And then after that, obviously, like, my mum and dad had Elton's Greatest Hits, and I remembered connecting the image I'd seen on the telly to the front cover of the Greatest Hits album, and listening to that and hearing songs like Rocket Man, Berry and the Jets, I always loved. And then I remember hearing your song in Moulin Rouge. I hope you don't mind that
I put down in words. I feel like you and I are maybe like the same age, and like you're just like hitting a lot of like memories for me right now.
Is this resonating with you? Because I mean, this was the, you know, like this was, it's a really interesting gateway into an artist who's world renowned.
He's prolific, you know, like he it's is. Just like you don't ask anybody like how they first found out about Elton John and they respond like, who? No, like everybody has moments with Elton John.
Yeah.
But
completely.
You actually have moments like with Elton John. And so tell me a little bit about how he ended up collaborating on y'all's new single 100% Endurance.
So we just felt cheeky and asked him. I mean, yeah, we sent an email to his via his management saying, would Elton be interested in featuring on this track, playing piano and doing, well, we originally we just said, would Elton like to play piano on this track in the studio with us? Mm-hmm. And then he rang me again and he said he'd just heard the word from his management about being on the track, and his response was, this can be edited, can't I, Rachel? Can I swear?
Yeah.
Elton's a quite a spicy swearer when he wants to be. He's you know, he's got a clean public image, but he also he swears like a trooper. Anyway, he rang me up and he said, absolutely. I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the shame, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. I truly believe that it completely paid off working with Elton, and I'm so glad it did. But you know, it felt like we didn't know how it was going to go going in, and like the first thing he did was like pure Crocodile Rock. He went like full honky tonk blues on the track, and it was like, oh my god, this guy can absolutely just play piano like there's no tomorrow. And I had to hit the talkback button and tell Elton John it wasn't right. I was like, Elton, it sounds amazing, but it's just not what the song needs. And he just went, come in here and tell me what you want. So I'm like, me and Ali, the producer, went in the room and like we stood over Elton's shoulder and we hashed it out, and he was like, it's your song, it's not mine. Yeah, it was crazy. He rang me up and he said, don't be afraid to tell me to f*** off.
Whoa.
Which, you know, he was like, it's your song, it's not mine. And he, oh, this is quite cool. So he went, because last year I did a collaboration with the Gorillaz and Damon told me I was playing absolutely f***ing shit. And I was just like, right, you've just, yeah, it was weird. He spoke about us in like the same breath as like, collaborating with Yardak was like the same as collaborating with David Arban, and I was like, yeah, it's hard to comprehend. You have more or less forgotten me this summer. What I really wanted to do was, as soon as we got in the studio and he got behind the piano, I wanted to hit the talkback and shout off just to sort of break the ice. But I didn't have to. He went in and he blasted out this amazing, you know, piano part that just wasn't right for the song. And then we went in and we worked it out, and then we collaborated, and it was a real collaborative process. And he was like, what do you think to this? And he'd play, shapes and melodies that my brain would have never even gone to. And it'd be like, do that, that's brilliant. And he'd be like, what do you think to this? And he'd be like, no, can you do it like this? And then we'd kind of hum to him, and it was completely collaborative. The whole process was completely removed of ego, and there was a lot of people involved in it and a lot of moving parts, and everyone, even the megastar Elton John, was completely indebted to making the song as good as they could, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Well, that's amazing. What a collaborative process. Where does Yardak go from here? What's next after Elton John?
I guess doing the soundtrack for the next Disney film, whatever that is.
I love it. I mean, obviously, you know, that's your trajectory.
No, we're working on album two, and it's pushing the boat out a little bit more. And we're trying stuff out. The main thing we're trying to retain is we're experimenting with sort of more sounds. And I mean, we're a band now. Like I say, album one wasn't a band. 100% Endurance is kind of the Elton John version is the first sort of, well, it's the first record with the whole band on it. So that's really important. I think we're just kind of trying to retain that initial enjoyment that me and Ryan had before stuff kicked off, really.
Is he in your text now?
Ryan or Elton? Oh, Ryan. Ryan. Yeah, he does. He does answer my texts now. He can't. Yeah, I mean, I see him every day. He lives around the corner.
Also, did you get your parents a signed copy of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
I feel like the photo was kind of been enough. I'm pretty sure my mum's already had it blown up and printed off and put in a frame in the living room. My mum's got right royal bragging rights over the Elton John thing. I think it's the first time she's been able to kind of explain to all her friends that her
what sons, you do.
Yeah, what I do. Like, you know, my life hasn't changed very much since it happened, but I feel like my mum now finally feels she can kind of explain to her friends that I'm success. I'm doing air quotations here, like successful. Like, I feel like they're like, ooh, Elton John. So it's like, you know, everything else has been like, they don't care. They don't know what that is. But Elton John, everyone knows Elton John.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure my parents will tell people that I talked to somebody who worked with Elton John. Like, that's how they'll describe what my job is.
Well, seven degrees of separation, isn't it? What's that?
Exactly.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. You're getting closer, Rachel.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
Well, James, thank you so much for being here. I cannot wait to see what Yardak does next. I will be listening. And also, I cannot wait for y'all to be here in October 6th at the Crocodile in Seattle.
Yeah, that sounds great, Rachel. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you then.
See you then. Thanks
cool.
so much.
Bye. Right.
Bye, James. Watch me explode. That was Sound and Vision for KEXP. I'm Rachel Stevens. Rate and review this podcast right now, please. for me.
Pointless, but it's not though, is it? It's really, really.
Unless you don't like it, then forget about it.
Really feel it. Grab somebody that you love. Grab anyone who needs to hear it. Shaken by the shoulders, scream in their face.